Stuart, disappointing afternoon all round. How do you sum it up?
Exactly like that, disappointing. We've not done ourselves any sort of justice today. Rightly so, the fans be disappointed, all the lads disappointed. I think the performance there I don't think was up to the sort of standards we've set ourselves. So luckily we get a chance to put that right Tuesday, so we haven't got to dwell on it for too long. But absolutely, I can understand why everyone's frustrated. It just wasn't good enough today.
Why not? What did you put it down to today?
Just many things. I think it's just the lads have just not performed as we can. We can look for excuses and we can blame this and we can blame that. But I think as a group of players, whether we're playing in certain positions or not, it doesn't matter where we're playing. We're all good players. We should be putting out better performances than that. Let's take nothing away from Biggleswade. They've come here. They've set their stall out, played a certain game, and it's the way we've played into their hands a bit, and they've played well today, come away. Like you said, they just set to sort of defend and try and nick something, and that's worked for them. We've just struggled to kind of really create anything and break them down today. So I just think it's down to the players myself. It's no one else's fault but the 11 lads that started in the two or three that came on.
You've been so solid at the back this season as well. How frustrating that it was a slip up that cost you essentially today.
Like I said, we've only conceded the one goal, so it's not like we've been battered or anything. It's just, I think the frustration's born out of we've just not played very well. So, I don't think we can point fingers at anybody. Certainly not the defence. It's collective. So, I'm sure the boys at the back would be disappointed, but I didn't actually think necessarily it was that bad a mistake as such. It was, the more worrying thing is we just haven't played very well.
And at the other end, you did have a few chances. The ball was in the back of the net once as well. The linesman obviously had his flag up to disallow it. And how do you sum up action at the other end for Weymouth today?
If we're honest, I don't really think we created much at all. When the ball went in the net, it's at the stanchion behind the goal, so it was out of play anyway. So that's a fair. I just don't think we've created enough today. If we're honest, I nearly got in near the end, and the lad sort of hooked this big leg round and just cleared it. So again, you could put that down to maybe a good tackle. So I just don't actually think we've really had that many chances. I just don't think we created enough. That's probably why the fans are frustrated, because we just didn't impose ourselves in the game, and that leads to a lack of creativity. And then the fans tend to get a little bit disappointed with that, rightly so. And it's led to, if I'm honest, a pretty drab performance.
And goals have been hard to come by this season for the team on the whole, and in yourself at the moment. But you mentioned their creativity and a lack of chances. Is that what you put it down to?
I think when I've played up front, when I've played centre forward, I've had chances. So there's been times there where I've been guilty of missing chances. I think where I've played on the right, I've played on the right again today, and I have a few times. Admittedly, when we set up that way, I don't get very many chances. We're playing a more sort of rigid formation, so we're setting up to be very solid. So, when I'm playing on the wing, I've not had that many chances. But so it's a mixture of that, like I said, I've had chances at times, which on other days, if my luck was a little bit different, I could quite easily have had 10 goals this season. So it's a mixture of both. I think that, like I said, I've been lucky really, in the sense that the games that I've missed my chances, we've managed to win. And the games where we've maybe not won is when I've not really had the chances. So it's all swings and roundabouts. But absolutely, I'm not frustrated. I'd like to score more, but I've said before, it's not necessarily about me scoring, it's about winning. So I don't really care who scores, as long as we get wins and whatnot in the top of the table. And like I said today, I just think the fans will go home and they'll certainly be saying to their other halves that it was just not acceptable today.
Is it a big concern, a big worry that the goals aren't coming? Not just for yourself, but the team on the whole.
I don't think it's a big concern as such. I think we're quite comfortable with the players we've got there that will score goals. We're missing a few creative players today, obviously. Kells is not available, Moles is not available. Once you've got players like Aaron Riggie, once you've got players like that available, whether they're starting or in the squad, it gives you options on the bench as well, and it gives you options for Jason to maybe play different players or play different styles, different shapes. So I'm sure Jason will look at that, and Seals will look at that, and they'll be working hard to think what they can do to sort of remedy that. But I think we've forsaken maybe more goals to be a little bit more solid, and I think I think teams that generally tend to win leagues are teams that are actually defensively more sound. So I think that's the right way to go. It's not like to concentrate defensively. We just need to get that right balance, and I think that's it starts with the lads on the pitch, and we need to put up better performances than today.
How important It's another big one, another tough one on Tuesday night, but that you do put it right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, the good thing about today's poor performance is we get a chance to do something about it Tuesday, so we don't have to dwell on it for the full 7 days. So absolutely, it's going to be tough, and hopefully we'll come out and we'll get a response, and we can repay the faith that Jace puts in a lot of us, because I think today we've let him down.